Annex 1 Gathering information to answer questions in the checklist. An illustrative example. Answering the questions included in the checklists. In order to assess whether or not a new recommendation has been implemented may require gathering information from multiple and diverse sources. This would include looking at policy documents and data sources, talking to key informants or even gathering primary data on a limited scale. The following table containing illustrates potential ways in which questions in checklist may second be answered. Table. Question. Data sources. 2.1. Is the contraceptive information and services program labeled as a family planning or a family welfare program? The name of the program should give the answer. To call it family planning or family welfare would indicate exclusion, for example, of young unmarried people, others who are currently single, sex workers and so on. 2.2. Is the program a part of the maternal and child health program? This is also usually indicated in the name MCH/FP. If not, document describing the maternal and child health program will be able to give the details. The main concern is that MCH programs do not generally include services for men and hence a combined MCH/FP program would tend to exclude men. 2.3. Are gender equality and women's empowerment explicit objectives of the program? Information would be available from the official document about the program, usually found on the website of the Ministry of Health. If the objectives do not mention these, it may be useful to check whether the targets or goals include gender equality or women's empowerment. 2.4. Do program objectives explicitly mention attention to the needs of adolescents and young people? To men. Information would be available from the official document about the program, usually found on the website of the Ministry of Health. If the objectives do not mention these, it may be useful to check whether the targets or goals include adolescents, young people or men. Page 44. 2.6. Are data available on who the excluded and marginalized groups are, their sexual and reproductive health needs, and barriers encountered by them in accessing contraceptive information and services? How large or small are the gaps in information? Which groups have been left out? Obtaining information on this will be a complex task requiring the review of available information on contraceptive use, from official sources such as annual reports of government, from large-scale surveys such as national, provincial and district health surveys and the demographic and health survey data for national and provincial levels, and smaller studies. What we want to know is whether data are available by ethnicity/race/caste, other minority groups and vulnerable groups such as migrants, people with disabilities, sex workers, PLHIV and so on, both on coverage by services and barriers to access. 2.7. Have resources been invested in data collection and research to obtain such data as specified in 2.6? This again will require looking for information on whether there are any specific projects that address data gaps in sexual and reproductive health, including contraception, about the situation of vulnerable groups. If yes, which groups are being addressed by the project and so on. For example, has there been an attempt to include persons with disabilities as a category for disaggregation of data on contraceptive prevalence? Or has there been a special survey on the reproductive health needs, including contraception, of sex workers or persons living with HIV? 2.8. In practice, are contraceptive information and services available to all sexually active persons irrespective of age, marital status or sexual orientation, for example single women, all men, adolescents and young people, sex workers, PLHIV? There are two ways in which one may be able to gather information on this. One is to review all data and research which address one or more parts of this question. The second is to engage in a primary data collection process in one's own district or sub-district. Data may be gathered through qualitative interviews with health service providers working at different levels about who their clientele for contraception is, specifically probing for whether they have ever provided services to single women, PLHIV etc., and specifically probing as to what they think should be the policy towards providing services to all groups, and why. End of table. Page 45.